Ms. Smith, when you're ready.
We've decided not to call a rebuttal witness.
Well. All right. Mr. Sagsby, and I assume nothing further at this time from
your assumption is correct.
All right. Closing statements from the commissioners. Commission Chairman Tony Clark.
Just thank you for being here, and not to belabor the point again, but we really do appreciate the public testimony that we get. It's the reason that we hold these hearings in the counties that are impacted, and so we appreciate the gift of your time being here. It helps us make better decisions, so thanks very much.
Commissioner Kevin Kramer.
I would just echo that. It's been a very enlightening day and a very enlightening couple of days. I do want to say it as well, and I probably didn't yesterday, that the company has done an excellent job, and you all put together a very good case and very good information. We appreciate that. And you all have enlightened us in some very important ways. One of the things that I was struck by today, and we think about how sparsely populated North Dakota is, and you think, there's all kinds of room out there until you try to do something like this, and then you find out, we're a little denser than we thought we were, aren't we? And so long straight lines are hard to find without impacting a lot of people, but we're going to do our very, very best to assist the company in trying to to have the least adverse impact we can possibly have, and without your help our job is harder, so thank you for that.
Commissioner Brian Cook.
Thank you all for coming today, and just continue to urge the company and all of you to work together to figure out the best places we get into that detailed routing of the power line. So thank you all.
With that, the second hearing in the matter of Minn Kota Power Co-op Inc., or Cooperative Inc., actually, 345 kilovolt transmission line, center to Grand Forks, siting application, North Dakota Public Service Commission, case number PU-09-670, is closed. Thank you all.